Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul, enriching lives with many possibilities. We embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, hello there, and welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, as we are here live and doing our thing as usual on Brown Sugar Radio. We have another exciting topic. I'd like to welcome back all the loyal listeners that are in the chat box today, those of you tuning in via Twitter and Facebook. Get your pens, pencils, and your notepads ready, because I have to introduce the incredible life coach, Stephanie Alva. Welcome back to Brown Sugar Radio. How are you today?
I am fabulous. How are you, love?
Oh, wonderful. It's so good to hear your voice. I miss
yes,
you,
ma'am.
Stephanie.
I miss you, too.
Okay. Stephanie and I
long.
Go way back, like A-tracks, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We know how it is with this blog talk and just life and, you know, just being able to live a life of miracles. And that's what today's segment is all about, creating a life of daily miracles with your thoughts. And I felt like no one could do it better than life coach Stephanie Alva. And, you know, my life, you know, girl, you know you bad to the bone, right? You know you bad.
I'm just obedient to my gift. That's all.
Okay. So, I mean, I want to, for my listeners that are not familiar with Stephanie and what she has to do, I'm going to let her take some time to share about My Life Keys right now and how it can change your life. All right, and then certainly we're going to get into creating miracles daily a little bit later in the segment. Go ahead and let's enlighten my new listeners that have joined us, Stephanie, on what a life coach is all about and how My Life Keys can certainly enhance their life.
Okay, my name is Stephanie Alva. I'm a certified professional life coach and inspirational speaker. I started a life coaching firm called My Life Keys almost 4 years ago. It's been 3 years. This year will be our three-year anniversary. My Life Keys is available to help people in every area of their life. I have a product line coming out with journals, and I already have positive affirmation CDs available out on iTunes. Our Twitter account, we send out positive affirmations pretty much 24/7. And I'll get on there every now and then and, you know, do my thing, just getting the Twitterverse inspired and motivated to live their best lives. I specialize in a variety of things. My greatest specialty, I believe, is helping people to create a new life story. I'm also certified in transformational coaching. I do corporate coaching. I help with self-esteem, helping to heal past wounds. I also will assist people in life planning. I facilitate workshops and seminars all around the world. I also specialize in weight loss, relationships, law of attraction. I do couples and singles coaching, group life coaching, meditation, visualization, affirmation, and deliberate creation and manifestation techniques, which is sort of in line with today's show topic of creating miracles on a daily basis. So a life coach just is basically there to be an accountability partner, help you to focus on what it is that you desire for your life. I can't speak for any other life coach, but I like to go back and find out the root cause of why you've been unable to live your ideal life, or why you've been able to not attract the right husband or the right job, or you're always broke. And I like to clean out the root cause first and then start planting new seeds that help you to develop habits that will better cause you to be capable of manifesting your ideal life.
Look at that. Okay. So today you are in store for a treat. My Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners know that I always try to bring shows that have substance to it, you know, something that's going to make you go, or as Oprah calls it, an aha moment. And so you just gave me my aha moment because you know, just being able to share a gift that you have, and you said two things. One, why you may always be broke, or two, why you're not able to attract the right mate. Those are two of usually the top major concerns that I often hear my loyal listeners speak about. So this is why Brown Sugar Radio has recently created several relationship shows and then shows on, you know, prosperity and just abundance thinking, because that, honestly, in my opinion, poverty and lack starts with your mindset.
Most definitely it does.
Okay. So what would you say on an average day-to-day, you know, without giving too much information? We understand your clients, as you coach them, is confidential, but what would you say, you know, have been some of the main concerns for most clients as far as what they'd like to see changed or something they'd like to enhance in their life?
The main thing is, I think with most clients they come to me, it's that they feel stuck in their life. They feel like they're experiencing the same thing over and over and over again, and they don't know how to make it stop. They just want the tools to help them get past that block and to figure out in some cases what their purpose is in life. Some people don't even know. You know, that's one of the typical questions that I ask people, even in seminars, is what does success look and feel like to you? Because we're always talking about we want to be successful, and I want to be this, and I want my life to look like this, and I want my life to look like that. But what's the reason behind your desire for that? So when people ask to be rich, it's not the money that they want. It's the freedom that the money brings, freedom to travel, freedom to give, freedom not to be, you know, free from worry about bills and, you know, how am I going to take care of this, how am I going to take care of that. So it's not essentially the money that they're asking for. It's freedom. So it's just about knowing what it is that you desire, why you desire it, and getting rid of some of the roadblocks that have kept you in that cyclical way of being, where you're just experiencing like Groundhog's Day over and over and over again. You don't know why.
Yes. And see, I often can see, you know, the cycle that comes and goes. You know, and that's it, breaking that cycle, you know, not doing the same thing over and over again and expecting the same results. That is the definition of insanity.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so, okay, and so in order to have a life that you want or that you visualize for yourself, I love it. I put your goal poster, and it says, I love me. Those words are powerful to me. Not enough people, I find, love themselves enough to truly take the risk in order to break through that next level of prosperity or the next level of happiness.
Right.
What are some steps that you can share with my listeners today to break that cycle and to go to that next level of abundance?
The very first thing is knowing that you're worthy of it. You know, like you said, where there's no self-love, the vision is completely, there's no vision for your life. All you know is that you don't want to feel the way that you're feeling. So the very first step in manifesting anything is to know that you're worthy of it. An affirmation that I give people a lot that is extremely empowering is, I come from greatness, I attract greatness. I am greatness. We all
Beautiful.
Come from the same source. So if
I
we
love
come
it.
From a source of greatness, we have no choice other than to be great. So
yes.
regardless of what you've heard your entire life about you being worthless or you're ugly or you're fat or you're stupid or people are in our family don't succeed, you know, you can become the generation that sets a new level of, a new example of what success looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You can be the example, know that you can be the example of what's possible in your family instead of what you've experienced historically. Two of the main things to understand is that as individuals, we have two behavior types, the essential self behavior and the social self. Okay, social self is our people who live their lives based on what we're taught when we come into this world. So if your environment, all you're constantly hearing is, we don't have enough money, money's hard to come by, we stay broke, we need to hurry up and, you know, pay the light bill before it gets disconnected. You know, if you don't work hard, you're not going to have a good life. Like, when you grow up hearing those things, they become your beliefs. And the minute that you adopt them as your beliefs, that's what your life becomes. So you become a person that's constantly working 24/7, that feels like life is hard and that life is happening to you instead of you happening to life, and everything bad happens to me and I have the worst luck in the world, and it just continues on this cycle of negativity, and that's what you'll experience for your life. Essential self people are connected with that that godlike part of ourselves, the part of greatness that we come from that all of us have within us. When you're connected to that, you have a knowing that I don't have to work hard. I attract things. Another affirmation that I tell people all the time to use is, I don't work hard and hustle. I create and manifest. There's a
Beautiful.
Difference.
Okay? Yes, I like
so,
that.
I'm not focused on how hard can I work. It's not about what I'm doing. It's about what I'm being. Money goes where money is. Love goes where love is. Have you ever noticed how rich people always get free stuff? Why are they always getting free stuff? Because they don't need it. They're not trying to create a life from a place of need. So the second step in creating any miracle in your life or attracting the ideal life for yourself is to not need it. Pretend like it's already there. I don't need these things to live a good life. My life is great already. These other things are going to come to me because my life is great. Money comes to me because I have money. Love comes to me because I am being loved. You can be broke and sit around pretending like you're rich, and that energy that you're pushing out will draw things to you, opportunity, money, the right people will see you, circumstances will change in your favor, all because you're pretending and feeling like you're rich and successful.
Wow. That is mind-blowing. You know, because they don't need it. Rich people, that I've
mm-hmm.
often said that. Why is it the rich get richer? You know,
mm-hmm, because
I mean,
money
you see these celebrities, they get, you know, I mean, expensive wedding gowns, you know, thrown at
mm-hmm.
them, or even designer gowns to walk the red carpet constantly.
Absolutely. Because they don't need it.
There you go.
Never create anything from a place of needing it. Never try to make a vision board or a love board or try to attract your soulmate from a place of needing it. Because when you put out want and need into the universe, what you get back is want and need. You get the core back of whatever you're giving out, you get the core of that back. So never try to create anything from a place of neediness. You'll never get it. You'll only get need.
Wow. Look at that. Okay. So as far as the laws of attraction is concerned, let's back up one step. I'm sure most people on the planet know what the law of attraction is. However, Stephanie, I'd like you just a little bit to tap into that for those who may not be familiar what that is. And then the second thing I wanted you to answer is sharing how significant using this law, you know, can certainly change your life. Because you mentioned it as far as not needing it, but what about
mm-hmm.
the people that always says, I don't want this to happen. I don't want that to happen. And that's something that I've had to work on myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the worst habit that we have is if we focus on not wanting it, that we're not
yes.
going to, that we won't get it. And that's not what happens. To answer your question, the law of attraction is very simple. It states that you get back what you put out. If you're putting out vibrations or thoughts and fears of, I don't want to be broke, I don't want to be lonely, I don't want to lose my job, I don't want to lose my car, when you're putting those vibrations out, what you're sending signals out that act like magnets. And those magnets, the stronger your emotions are, the stronger the magnet is. And the magnet will pull to you what matches those vibrations. So instead of saying, I don't want to be broke or I don't want to be lonely, ask yourself, what is it that I do want? I've identified what I don't want. What is it that I do want? What is it that I'm asking for? Well, if I don't want to be broke, I guess what I'm asking for is financial freedom. So then you start sending out feelings and thoughts and emotions and affirming with your mouth and with your actions that you are a person of abundance. Everything I put my hands to do prospers and succeeds. What I give out joyfully replenishes itself instantaneously. I give joyfully, therefore I receive joyfully. So you just continue to affirm things until your emotions match what you're saying. Now, with affirmations in general, initially you don't believe them. Initially you're saying one thing, you know, I look like Halle Berry, and your mind is like, right, but you don't. Okay, that's natural. The more you say something, the quicker you begin to believe it. When you begin to believe something, your emotions start to respond to that belief. Those emotions then go out, like I said, and begin behaving like magnets, and they pull to you the things that you match. So you never want to focus on what you don't want. You only ever want to focus on what you do want. So never the negative, always the positive. One trick that I give my clients is, you know, whenever you feel stuck or unsure of how to proceed in something, ask yourself, how would the person I desire to be do the things I'm about to do? So if you're a person who wants to be rich and successful, you would ask yourself, how would that version of myself, how would the person I desire to be do these things I'm about to do? Well, even if I'm broke and I have no money and no car, I can certainly dress the part of a CEO. I can certainly know what a CEO's job is. I can certainly visit places where money is, and I can make sure that my energy matches those vibrations, and I can get familiar with where do I want to travel. I want to go to Brazil. Okay, let me start studying about Brazil so that when I get there, I know where I'm going. You can start to familiarize yourself with the life that you want. And as you begin to do that, your energy changes to match. Wait a minute. She told me that, okay, she's sending all these vibrations about wanting to go to Brazil. She's reading all these books. She went ahead and got a Brazilian wax. She got a bikini. She learned how to speak, you know, the language. So that must mean she needs to be in Brazil. Okay, let me make a way for that to happen. And the universe steps in and starts opening up doors of opportunity for you to get those things that you've been, the vibrations that you've been sending out.
That is amazing. You know, how you just broke that down and just shared with us what it takes in order to break that cycle, you know, of saying, I don't want, because that is the most harmful thing you could say to a situation that you don't want to happen. You're going to attract exactly what that is. And so I'm so grateful, you know, that you shared that with us today. And, you know, the next thing that I feel is important is coming up with a plan. Now, I notice you use goal posters a lot, which I think is tremendous. To break that cycle and to, you know, continue to focus on the things we do want to happen, what other than a goal poster, which is beautiful, by the way, I use them myself, or vision boards, some people may call them as, you know, what would you recommend for someone that is truly looking for that ultimate life change, you know? What tools would they use other than just, you know, okay, I'm going to try to say this every day, but we know that it also takes action. It's not just only speaking it, but you have to speak it and then you want to act upon it because we know faith without works is dead.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what action plan?
There's various tools that you could use. Like you mentioned, vision board. You might want to have your listeners to Google pray rain journaling. That's P-R-A-Y-R-A-I-N, pray, rain, journaling. Affirmations and visualization are all tools that you can use. I actually did an appearance on Access Houston earlier today, and I came up with an action plan for them that is for them and their viewing audience that would actually work pretty well for yours as well, since we're talking pretty much about the same thing.
Yeah, share it with us. I'd love to hear it.
It's a 7-step action plan in order to begin manifesting your ideal life. Like I said earlier, the very first step is you want to decide what you want your life to look like and then set an intention to manifest it. You want to move your mind frame and your speech patterns away from I will do this or I want to do this to I must. When I say, oh, I really want to do something, that it lacks power. But if I say I must, then that is an empowering statement. So you want to move into a state of empowerment. Second step is you want to get rid of it. So anything or anyone who is not in alignment with your life vision, it's time to let them go. So you want to start off doing like spring cleaning, basically. Start with your bedroom. Which is typically the epicenter of your life. You want to create 3 piles. Keep it, donate it, or throw it away. So any clothes that you haven't worn in the last 2 years, those get donated or thrown away. If you have any clothes that are ripped or torn, you're going to want to throw those away because wearing ripped clothes sends signals to the universe of poverty, which is the opposite of what you're trying to create. So give that stuff away or throw it away. You want to create space in all of your environments, your car, your workplace, your home. You want to create space in all of these environments for all of the new wonderful things that you're manifesting. Get rid of anything in your possession that has a negative energy to it, things that make you feel upset or sad, pictures of old boyfriends that you still have up in the, you know, picture collages on your living room wall. Take that stuff down. Get rid of that stuff and create space for all of the new things that you are going to manifest. Another thing is if you are using things like vision boards, make sure that they're up where you can see them. Goals that are not seen are not accomplished. So make sure that the vision of your life is up somewhere. Step 3, take inventory of your relationships. Go through your relationships. If there's anybody that you're in relationship with where that doesn't match your vision or where the relationship isn't mutually beneficial, it's time to part ways. A very important question to ask yourself, am I being the type of friend, sister, brother, uncle, lover that I desire to have in my life? Am I being that to other people? So in order to attract new relationships and new experiences, you must become that which you desire to attract. Step 4, procrastination needs to stop. Procrastination is the killer of all dreams. Procrastination comes from a place of fear, okay? Whether you know it or not, your ego's job is to remain in control and to keep you in circumstances that are comfortable and familiar to you. That's where procrastination comes in. Lies that you tell yourself, like, oh, I work better under pressure and I can do it later or I'll do it tomorrow. You want to get rid of procrastination. One of the tools that I give my clients to help heal procrastination is whenever you've made the decision to put something off for later, you ask yourself the following 3 questions. Number 1, why am I putting this off? Number 2, if this were for someone else, would I put it off or would I do it? And number 3, is the decision I'm about to make in alignment with the person I desire to be and the life I desire to live? If you can't answer those questions, then whatever you're about to put off is not put offable. You need to do it now. It's a priority. Step number 5 is a challenge for you and your listeners. For the next 30 days, every morning when you wake up and again before you go to bed at night, look in the mirror and repeat the following affirmation out loud 3 times. I have divinity within me. I have greatness within me. I attract into my life that which I believe I am. And from this day on, I commit to living a magical, extraordinary life. So again, that affirmation is, I have divinity within me. I have greatness within me. I attract into my life that which I believe I am. And from this day on, I commit to living a magical, extraordinary life. By setting an intention to live this affirmation, you are now setting up a foundation for you to build every other positive thing on. If you are a person who has greatness in you, and you are a person that has divinity within you, and you have a knowing that you will only ever attract what you believe you are, and you've made a commitment to living a magical, extraordinary life, then once you've set that tone, only great, divine, magical, extraordinary people, places, things, and events will be able to enter your life. So it cuts
love
down
it.
On
I love it.
All the,
yes.
the other stuff, you know, that gets in
oh,
the
yeah.
way.
Oh, yeah. No, keep going. I love what you're saying. I'm sitting here, like, just soaking it all in. It's awesome. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Step number six. Again, we talked about this earlier. Whenever you feel stuck or unsure of how to proceed with something, ask yourself the following question. How would the person I desire to be do the things I'm about to do, and then proceed with action from that place? You have to know what you want your life to look like and to feel like, and also why. So, for example, if you desire to be a millionaire, again, it's not really the money that you want. It's the sense of freedom that the money will bring. So instead of focusing solely on the money, begin focusing on the word freedom, the freedom to travel, the freedom to give, the freedom to serve, the freedom to live in your purpose, et cetera. What will your life feel like? If the person you desire to become is a successful business person, then do what you think successful business people will do, okay? Successful business people don't sit on the couch playing Madden 20 hours a day. Okay, they're out there networking, organizing, planning, expecting greatness at all times. Exchange your comfort zone for adventure. Get out of your comfort zone. If you're in a comfort zone, you will never succeed because success lies just behind your comfort zone. And then the seventh and final step, remind yourself on a daily basis, you come from greatness, you attract greatness, you are greatness. Remember that you're worthy of love, you're worthy of success, you're worthy of all these positive things simply because you breathe, not because of who you are or what you do or any of those things. It's simply because you're alive that you're deserving to have your ideal life.
That is amazing. I'm telling you. Today on Brown Sugar Radio, if y'all have not been blessed, I don't know what to tell you because you laying it down, okay, from beginning to end. Just truly this right here is what's going to take you to the next level in regards to your life as a whole and the lifestyle that you desire to have. You know, you're in charge of your own destiny, and I say it all the time, and I love what you're sharing with us today because, you know, the thought process, it has so much control. People don't realize how much power their minds have and their words
mm-hmm.
have. And today, you know, what happens is, you know, just like how you broke it down, is your mind will begin to create the words and the words will begin to create the actions.
Mm-hmm.
I must get it done, and loving that, because I often say I will or I can, but I like it. I must get that done makes mm-hmm. a huge impact in
absolutely.
The result of what it is you desire to achieve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your words will always follow action. Emotions, your words create emotions. Those emotions will create action. So if you don't feel like you deserve a good wife or you don't feel like you're deserving of a great husband, then you're not going to get one. You attract what you are, not what you want.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I know that you have certainly just, you know, given us so much with so little time. We got to get ready to end the show here. But, I mean, Stephanie, just these few 30 minutes that we've had with you today have been life-changing and have impacted, you know, my listeners as well as myself. And, you know, at the bottom line, you're teaching us there's nothing we can't achieve. There's nothing that's too big for us to believe in, you know. And I just love it that you breathe belief into your clients,
mm-hmm.
you know, people that had lost hope now are walking miracles. And that's what I wanted to share today on Brown Sugar Radio. Creating miracles with your thoughts is where it all begins. And, Stephanie, you have certainly, you know, put it out there today and shared with my loyal listeners what it takes in order to make that happen. I got to say thank you for doing that and sharing your time. You're a busy woman on the move. I had to book her, y'all, like last month just to get her because she's on the move, okay? I'm telling you, but I love it. I love everything you bring to the table. I love your energy that you bring. You know, it's positive, it's flowing. And before we go ahead. I'd love it for you to share your Facebook, Twitter, all of your contacts, how my listeners may take advantage of your services you provide.
Oh, okay. My business website is mylifekeys.com. I also have stephaniealva.com. There you'll be able to see whatever, you know, projects I'm working on at the time. And there are also any seminars that I'm teaching will be available on both of those websites. I have a fan page on Facebook. It's facebook.com/CoachStephaniealva. And then we have our two Twitter accounts. My personal account is Stephanie_Alva, and the business account is My Life Keys. With the My Life Keys account, like I said, affirmations and positive quotes and lots of yummy energy going out from that page pretty much 24/7. And I do a little bit of, you know, here and there all over on my Twitter page whenever I can as well. So I'm able to be contacted there. Any listeners of Brown Sugar, if you want to book me to do a speaking event or a vision board party or anything like that, or if you'd like to hire me as your life coach, email bookings@mylifekeys.com. Please use the discount code Brown Sugar, and you'll receive 25% off of any package that you purchase.
All right, so y'all heard it here first on the live show here on Blog Talk. Stephanie, thank you so much. Girl, I could not ever repay you for what you've done because I know you have changed a life today.
Thank you so much for having me. I always have fun on the show.
Okay, all the time. And one thing I want to end with before we close, this is actually one of your quotes. I actually save a lot of yours on Twitter. She's right. When she sends out quotes, they're just outstanding because they are very, very, very powerful. I love it. Right here, Stephanie sends a Twitter out. It says, remember, you are worthy of love simply because you breathe.
Yes. Yes. Say that every
okay.
day, all day. Yes.
All day. And I love it. So I'm always taking your quotes and I'm putting them in my favorites on Twitter. You know what I mean? But that is something I want to leave my listeners with. You are worthy of love simply because you breathe. So thank you, Stephanie. You've got to come back, you know, in a few months. Maybe we can do another power segment and motivate people to just change, you know, and just know you can do anything you put your mind to. It's been my pleasure having you on the show, Stephanie.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good weekend.
All right. We sure will. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, so that is here on Brown Sugar Radio. You guys, we will be back in action next week. We have so many wonderful things in store for you. And like I said, this show is only the beginning. Last week we had an awesome show as well, and the show was on edifying your life with positive spoken words. Today we have creating miracles with your daily thoughts. This is how you create a lifestyle of abundance and a lifestyle of prosperity and joy. And so I'm so glad you guys tuned in today. Please follow Brown Sugar Radio on Twitter as well as Facebook. I got to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day.
I'm getting